You're listening to SBS News.
The United Nations has reiterated Secretary General Antonio Guterres' strong criticism of the weekend airstrike in the Ukrainian port of Odessa. UN Deputy Spokesman Farhan Haq spoke on behalf of the Secretary General.
The Secretary General unequivocally condemned reported strikes in the Ukrainian port of Odessa. He stressed that on Friday, all parties made clear commitments on the global stage to ensure the safe movement of Ukrainian grain and related products to global markets. The Secretary General noted that these products are desperately needed to address the global food crisis and ease the suffering of millions of people in need around the globe. Full implementation by the Russian Federation, Ukraine, and Turkey is imperative, he said.
Mr. Haq says Turkey has provided space for the Joint Coordination Center in Istanbul, which will oversee grain shipments and inspections of incoming and outgoing ships. It will be staffed from today by the four parties to the deal: Ukraine, Russia, Turkey, and the UN.
All parties have reconfirmed their commitment to the initiative. The government of Turkey has generously provided a physical space for the Joint Coordination Center, where operations are being established now. By tomorrow, all parties and the UN will have a presence in the Joint Coordination Center in Istanbul. We expect that the first ships may move within a few days. The Joint Coordination Center will be liaising with the shipping industry and publishing detailed procedures for ships in the very near future.
Mr. Haq says the airstrike on Odessa was not a helpful thing. This comes as British Defense Secretary Ben Wallace reveals that Ukrainian troops are being trained in the UK to guarantee that weapons donated by the West as part of its military aid are not used in a Soviet way, but in a NATO way.
We have all given significant quantities of support in military aid to Ukraine, and over time, as Russia has committed more and more atrocities, the type of weapon systems we have provided have got more sophisticated. So originally we started with handheld weapons, and now we are supplying long-range artillery and armoured vehicles. So it's really important that we train the Ukrainians to use them in the way that we use those weapons, because they are not designed to be fought in a Soviet way, but in a NATO way.
Mr. Wallace adds that the war is not going according to plans for Russia.
What is the fact is that Russia has failed in all its major objectives since February 24th. It has lost thousands, if not tens of thousands, of its own service personnel. It has committed nearly 65 to 70% of its land forces to the invasion of Ukraine and promptly lost or had destroyed or below combat effectiveness nearly 50% of that. So it has worn its army out. It's killed, or it's caused the death of tens of thousands of its own soldiers because of poor leadership and because they chose to invade a country illegally, who quite rightly chose to defend itself.
Russia has tightened its gas squeeze on Europe, with Gazprom announcing supplies through the Nord Stream 1 pipeline to Germany would drop to just 20% of capacity. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia is waging a gas war against the world.
Today we saw new gas threats to Europe. Despite the Nord Stream turbine concession, Russia is not planning to resume gas supply to European countries as it is obliged to do under contract. All this is done by Russia on purpose to make it as difficult as possible for Europeans to prepare for winter. And this is an open gas war that Russia is waging against the united Europe. This is precisely how it should be perceived. And they do not care what will happen to the people, how they will suffer from hunger due to the blocking of ports, or from winter cold and poverty, or from occupation. These are just different forms of terror. Або від окупації. Це просто різні
форми терору. Russian President Vladimir Putin says his country's air transport sector has been under attack amid Western sanctions.
In circumstances of sanctions, I would say inadequate decisions of our former Western partners. Former ones, because they refuse to work with us. Open political pressure on commercial companies. The sphere of air transport has been under attack.
As part of sanctions following Russia's special military operation, the West has banned Russian airlines flying to destinations in Europe, the US, and other countries. To the Kharkiv region, where rescue workers are cleaning up debris from a missile attack which destroyed a cultural center in Chuhuiv. The city's mayor, Galina Mineyeva, says the city had been hit by 12 rockets on Monday morning, causing serious damage to infrastructure. And in the Ukraine-controlled city of Bakhmut, Russian airstrikes have destroyed a school. No one was injured as the school was empty at the time. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.